Hello again, everybody. Harry Graves here. Fulton, New York is the scene, and it's time for game number two of Soccer Saturday. I'm here with Billy Blake, and it is WCDO's coverage of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association's Girls Soccer Tournament. Coming up in just a few moments, a Class D contest between Poland Central School and the hometown Franklin Purple Devils. It's a Saturday afternoon of football. We saw the Unitego Spartans against Sequoia Valley in the first game.
Yeah, and that was good.
No, it would help if I turn your mic up. Sorry about that, Billy.
Yeah, that was a 2-0 win for Sequoia Valley, so they move on in the state tournament. They will be playing at Cortland next week as they are one step closer to a state championship. And Franklin taking on Poland today. For Franklin, it was no easy feat to get here. They battled with Morris last week to get here to this point. So Franklin, the Purple Devils, look to get it going today here at Fulton.
We'll be talking about that in just a moment. This afternoon's soccer coverage is made possible by the fine folks at Butler's Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, featuring over 120 vehicles on their lot at all times.
By Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, offering outstanding loan rates. Right now, take 2.5% APR off all vehicle, recreational, and equipment loan rates.
And by the law office of Dolores G. Fogarty on Main Street in Unadilla, serving the legal needs of all the Tri-Town communities.
By Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin for custom building and remodeling, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work.
By SFCU, the Sydney Federal Credit Union, with 8 convenient locations to serve you.
By Don's Deli on Main Street in Franklin. Check out Don's tasty lunch specials.
And by the Catalog Outlet Stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, your store with 1,000 items.
By the National Bank of Delaware County, featuring exceptionally low rates on autos and mortgages. Ask about NBDC's popular Kisasa checking accounts.
By Bergen Auto Service in Franklin, offering expert car and truck service for 36 years and specializing in transmission work.
By Chris Brown and the staff at Brown's Pharmacy on Main Street in Unadilla. At Brown's Pharmacy, you're not just an insurance card.
And finally, by NBT Bank, serving the Tri-County area and beyond for 150 years and putting customers first every single day. It is a Soccer Saturday on your station for sports, WCDO.
They've got them all at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Over 120 vehicles to choose from every day. Butler Auto Sales features the area's most experienced sales team, including Robert Dan, Mark Bryden, and Tom Pewty. And Mike Butler is now happy to welcome Jero Gales with 35 years' experience. The Butler lot is filled with great gas mileage vehicles, every make and model. And with the extension of the SFCU OMG loan sale,
you'll get record low interest rates.
At Butler Auto Sales, they're actually selling 2011 and 12 models for the same price as the other guys are selling 2009s and 10s. Go ahead and compare. You'll see why so many Tri-County area residents buy their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. As Mike says,
no reasonable offer will be refused.
Over 120 vehicles on the lot right now. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. See them all at butlerautosales.com.
Stuff your stocking with cash this holiday season. Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin invites you to get the best rate on a holiday loan during our loan rates meltdown. Now through December 31st, 2012, you can borrow as much as $8,000 unsecured for up to 6 months at an incredible 2.5% APR, or 7 to 12 months at just 3% APR. New money only, some restrictions may apply. So wrap up the year and give yourself a gift with a low-interest holiday loan from Shandello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
proud sponsorship of the Unitigo and Franklin girls soccer teams today includes Bergen's Auto Service, Main Street Franklin, offering expert car and truck repair for 36 years. Dawn's Deli, Main Street Franklin, super specials, baked goods, and lots more, including the best waitresses around. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin for custom building and remodeling, serving the Tri-County area. And the law office of Dolores G. Fogarty, Main Street Unadilla, serving the legal needs of our communities for many years. These generous sponsors cheer on the Lady Spartans and the Franklin Purple Devils. Do you dread going to the pharmacy? A visit to the pharmacy shouldn't be a hassle. That's why so many of your friends and neighbors in the Tri-Town area have switched to Brown's Pharmacy in downtown Unadilla. At Brown's Pharmacy, you're not just an insurance card. Chris Brown and his staff get to know you and your family, and they know you have a busy life, so they offer fast service. You're not standing around waiting and waiting. Why not give them a try? Switch to Brown's Pharmacy, the only independent, locally owned pharmacy in the Tri-Town area, on Main Street in downtown Unadilla, just 10 miles from Bainbridge and 5 miles from Sydney. Call 369-2131.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a 6-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Harry and Billy, it's a Saturday afternoon, Fulton, New York. We have ourselves another soccer game coming up shortly. For those of you who are football fans, and you happen to have half an ear on Chenango Forks, the Skaneateles Lakers are leading Chenango Forks 7-0 in the first half of play. So Section 3 is whooping Section 4 so far in that particular contest. Earlier today, we did have Maine Endwell over Casnovia. That was a rather convincing win for Maine Endwell. It is a Saturday afternoon with all kinds of sports. And with that, I think I will turn things over to Billy Blake and let him set the scene for you, as we do have the starting lineups announced. They have not been announced to the fans here in the stands, but they have been announced to the toss.
Yep. It was out there and got him, and we will start off with the Franklin starting lineup, and in goal is their senior Haley Dunn, and so much of this team relies on her. She is the keeper for the Franklin Purple Devils. Also in the starting lineup, forward Jessica Downen, Mariah McNeely, at midfield Paige Fairchilds, and Paige Fairchilds, we should mention, Harry, only an eighth grader. Also starting, a couple sophomores, Elizabeth Niebank and Jesse McNeely, junior Alexis Hurlbut, senior Kristen Heidenreich, junior Marissa Cowley, sophomore Emily George, and junior Jordan Beer. So those are the 11 players in the starting lineup for Franklin. And now we will turn things over to Poland and see who Poland Central School is starting. They have senior Brianna Goggin in their starting lineup, as well as Alyssa Lepper. Courtney Green is the goalkeeper. She's only a sophomore. Brittany Green, the senior, also in the starting lineup. Paige Sullivan, Michaela Blumenstock, Shelby Osnott, Elise Hazard, Tara Siegel, Katie Schellhammer, and 21, Kara Morrison.
Turn myself down again. And you expect me to believe all of that? If we go back, you made mention before of the contest between the Morris Mustangs and Franklin, and you said it was a battle. Tell me about it, my friend.
Just an awesome game. They went to a tie, and then overtime wasn't enough, and then they had to go to penalty kicks to determine who would get to this point in the state tournament, and it was Franklin who came out on top in the penalty kicks to get here to take on Poland today. Both teams, Franklin and Morris, perfectly capable of making it this far, but it went all the way down to penalty kicks, and Franklin was just the better of the two when it came to that, and here they are in Fulton taking on Poland in the state tournament.
Well, you also have to think of what I like to refer to as the exhaustion factor. Defending Section 4 champ Morris ended up with that game being a 1-1 tie after 80 minutes of regulation. And then they had four scoreless overtime periods. That put another 30 minutes on the clock. So you've already been up to nearly 2 hours of running up and down the field. Finally, it came down to the penalty kicks. And that ended up being, I want to say it was a 3-2 shutout, but regardless, it was Franklin winning it on kickouts and on penalty kicks, and what a great way to end. Now, there will be a lot of people who say that's a horrible way of ending, but I'll tell you, it is exciting for the fans. Well, we're just minutes away from the start of the second ball game, so it is Unitego falling victim to Sequoia Valley by a 2-0 score in the first contest. We've got the second game coming up momentarily. It's a Saturday afternoon of soccer on WCDO.
How does this sound? One less payment during the holidays. Well, SFCU is giving you the opportunity to skip a payment in November or December. Stop by any branch to see if you qualify to skip a loan or Visa payment this holiday season. Find out more at SFCU in Sydney, Bainbridge, Oneonta, Norwich, Green, Walton, or Hancock. Some restrictions may apply, so help relieve some stress during the holidays by skipping a payment at SFCU. Learn more at sfcuonline.org, federally insured by NCUA. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, we're all about you.
It's all about you. It's all about you.
It was the first sale of its kind in the area, and now it's back. Yes, the Free If It Snows sales event is back for the holidays at the Catalog Outlet stores. Through December 23rd, save in every department of the Catalog Outlet's large inventory of everything for your home, for every room in your home. Furniture, of course, and mattress sets in all sizes and styles. Select from makers that you know and trust, like Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, Liberty, Harden, Spring Air, Eclipse, and others. And then if it snows 6 inches or more on New Year's Eve, that's 6 inches or more New Year's Eve, the Catalog Outlet will refund your merchandise purchase of $249 or more. What a great way to end the year. So get complete details by shopping the Catalog Outlet store nearest you. They're all open 7 days a week. In Unadilla on the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets. In Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street. On State Highway 12 between North Norwich and Sherburne. And now in Margaretville at 743 Main Street. Super selection, lowest prices around, and the chance to get your purchase free if it snows only at the Catalog Outlet, where you always get the best for less.
I'm a beatbox kind of guy. I like to all day long and mix it up to my heart's content. That's why I Kasasa. Kasasa Tunes is a free checking account that gives me free iTunes each and every month and even more free downloads just for signing up. So I'm rocking out with an account that has no minimum balance and coast-to-coast ATM fee refunds. But maybe what moves you is more cash in your pocket. So you choose Kasasa Cash, a free checking account that pays you massive interest and gives it back to you in cash every month, plus no minimum balance and nationwide ATM fee refunds. So whether it's music or cash that moves you, Kasasa gives you back what you want. That's groovy, baby. So do you, Kasasa?
Don't just bank. Kasasa. Kasasa Cash and Tunes. Only available at America's finest community banking institutions. Certain restrictions apply. See financial institution for details. iTunes is a registered trademark of Apple Inc.
Kasasa, now at National Bank of Delaware County. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Billy and Harry back with you in Fulton as we get ready for this Class D matchup between Franklin and Poland. Franklin in their visiting purple jerseys today with the yellow numbers, and Poland in their home white jerseys outlined in blue. And we already gave you the starting lineups for both teams, and we'll talk a little bit more about the Franklin roster And they have Haley Downing. She's the senior goalkeeper. She's been a four-year starter for the team. And she was a Tri-Valley first-team All-Star 2010, 2011, and this year, 2012. So she has been a huge part of the program, not only this year, but in all 4 years she has been at Franklin. And, in fact, she's already committed to playing at Binghamton University next season. She's played 18 games this year. She's made 134 saves, only allowed 8 goals, and she has 12 shutouts. Her save percentage is .944. Pretty darn good, and she is on her way to Binghamton next year. Then they also have Jordan Beers, who's a junior. She's been a four-year starter as a forward and midfielder. She has 24 goals this season to go with 6 assists. And she was selected during the 2011-2012 school year for the New York State All-State teams in both basketball and softball. So Jordan Beers, more than just a soccer player, as she's excelled in basketball and softball as well. And then you have Jessica Downing, who is the cousin of Haley Downing. She this will be her first year. This is her first full year at Franklin. She came from Longview, Texas, and she was a second-team All-Star this year for the Tri-Valley area. And then you also have to throw in Marissa Cowley as well. She's number 10, a two-year starter in the midfield. She has 3 goals this year, and this is her first year back. She missed all of last season in 2011 due to a knee injury.
Actually, we have a couple of pairs of cousins. I don't know if you knew that, did you?
Oh, I just knew the Downings, but...
You actually have a couple of McNeelys.
Oh, okay.
And the McNeelys are cousins, Jesse and Mariah. So I asked that question, if they were going to be sisters or they're going to be cousins. So we have ourselves game number 2, about ready to go. I want to make sure that we tell you that this ball game this afternoon is being brought to you by the fine folks at Shandello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin, offering outstanding loan rates. Right now, you can take 2.5% APR off all vehicle, recreational, and equipment loan rates. And remember, Shandella's one-size-fits-all loan policy, where the same rates are given to all of their members. Learn more about Shandello at shandello.org. Everybody at Shandello cheers the Franklin and Unitigo lady sports teams. So we have 40 minutes that have been put up on the clock. Billy, we're going to be off and running here very, very shortly with game number 2. If we wanted to sit around, which you and I don't plan on doing, we could watch a third game today, as it will be Gilderland from up in your neck of the woods. That is what? Southwest Albany, I guess you would call it. And then they're going to be taking on Liverpool in a contest here at 5:30 this evening. It'll probably be a little later than 5:30 by the time they get going, if the second game goes anywhere near as long as the first game went today. And we are here waiting for soccer action to resume. They're doing their opening ceremonies right now, introducing all of the teams, all of the coaches, and many of the other people who make soccer programs possible here at both of these schools. Did you get any more updates on what's going on over at Suco today?
As far as I knew, it was still a 3-0 win for Oneonta, but not to be such a homer, but I would assume that they hung on to win that game, and they'll be going on to the second round of the NCAA tournament tomorrow.
So they led by 3.
They were up 3-0 last time I checked. Cannot confirm it was the final score yet, but they were up by 3 goals, and I know that Montclair State did definitely win. So it could be the Red Dragons against the Red Hawks tomorrow afternoon up at Suno Oneonta.
You and I happen to have commented many times on the football section for football website that Mike Connell runs, and it is so handy to have that. Well, this morning when I went in and checked it very early this morning, it said, I think, Night of the Tiger, because the UE Tigers had won and the Tioga Tigers had won. They were the only 2 games last night. They were both Tigers, so he was hoopla on that. Well, then I went in to check later today, and it said go Section 4. So he was staying current and taking a little bit of the glory away from UE. We are now just about ready to go. The officials are still out in the center of the field. They're decked out, believe it or not, in red today, which is going to be very interesting because the officials that were here earlier didn't have red uniforms, but these red uniforms stand out because Franklin is decked out in dark. They're in their purple with gold numerals, and actually the numerals are large enough so you can see them from here. Over on the other side, Poland decked out all in white with dark numerals, so we're going to be able to see both of these teams rather easily. In the first game, the numbers were actually smaller, and they were very hard to see. And if you were looking at somebody way across the field, you couldn't tell if it was a 3, a 6, an 8, or a 9. This will be a lot easier because these numbers are a bit bigger. Interesting, Billy, I was going down through and reviewing many of the rules changes that have come down because soccer is constantly changing year after year. And one of the things that's going to be happening coming up next year is they've got some very specific rule changes on uniforms. Numbers have to be a certain size. You can't have this ornament on the uniform or whatever. You can't put flags on, but only in cases where you happen to have approval of the league. Talking about approval of league, I suppose I ought to go ahead and do some of the legal stuff. It says that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports. Permission for this broadcast was granted by Section 4 of the New York State Public High School Athletic Association, and any rebroadcast or other use of the descriptions and accounts of this game cannot be used without the express written consent of both Section 4 and WCDO. Well, now both teams have finally gone out onto the field, and we're just about ready to go. Would you believe it's going to be the Tornadoes taking on the Purple Devils? It is soccer on a Saturday afternoon at about 22 minutes past the hour of 3, and with the play-by-play, Billy Blake.
Thank you, Harry. It's Mariah McNeely and Jordan Beers in the center soaker for Franklin, and we are underway. Franklin going from left to right in this first half, and Poland from right to left. And throughout this game, we'll give you some updates on how these teams just got to this point here to Fulton in this season. It's been a long road for both teams. We did touch on Franklin and Morris earlier on, but obviously they've had more games than just those, so we will talk about that possibly at halftime and throughout the remainder of this game.
One of the things that I want to say is this is a wonderful sports facility. I was just able to wander around momentarily while you were getting in your lineups. This is a turf field. There's a beautiful track around it and great stands, concession stands, and it's the home of the Fulton Raiders, I think they are.
Jessica Downer has the ball for Franklin. She gets it over to Mariah McNeely. And McNeely looking for teammate Marissa Cowley. But that one's taken away by Poland. It's Paige Sullivan with it for the Tornadoes. And this one is played downfield, and Haley Downen comes all the way out of the net and clears that one away. Downen, as we said at the top of the broadcast, on her way to Binghamton next year. Poland with possession along the far sidelines, trying to get it deep in Franklin territory. And now we get a whistle, and Poland is out of bounds, so it'll be a penalty on Poland, so it'll be a free kick coming up for Franklin. And Haley Downen, the senior keeper, will come all the way out of the net. She's about 30 yards out towards the far sidelines to take this free kick. And it's a good kick by Downen. Down the field, it's Mariah McNeely with it. McNeely trying to turn the corner on defender Katie Shellhammer. Ball booted away by Shelby Onsott. And now with it is Tara Siegel for Poland. And Siegel plays it back. Now the ball is on the feet of Franklin as they get the turnover. McNeely has it. McNeely looking up for down and down, and it is in the box with two defenders, but it's a save for the Poland keeper, Courtney Green. early opportunity for Franklin, not even 3 minutes into this game. Franklin with the ball, nearly turned over, but the Lady Devils still with possession. Ball kicked up in the air by Marissa Cowley. And now it is out of bounds, and it will be a throw-in for Poland. Poland trying to get it up to Michaela Blumenstock. She is the go-to girl for the Tornadoes from Poland. Ball's in the box, and it takes a hop, and Haley Downard comes out and picks it up, and both teams will get downfield. Downard with a pretty good kick right to midfield. Both teams battling for it, and it comes down to Franklin. Looking up, and that one is taken away by Kara Morrison. Morrison, a sophomore defender for Poland, was able to take that one away from Paige Fairchild. Ball back on the Poland side of the field. Now it's Jordan Beers. Jordan Beers defended by Alyssa Lepper. Beers trying to turn the corner. She centers it, and that ball goes in the back of the net. That's a goal for Franklin.
So I'll tell you, you talk about whooping and hollering. There are a lot of fans here that are very happy. That score coming down at 36-17, remaining in period number one. I'll let you figure out who gets the credit for the official score, Bill.
It looked like it went off the Poland defender and into the back of the net.
Well, the officials will announce it here coming up momentarily, so you can go ahead and figure that out. Why don't you do that, and I'll take what's going on right here. So 36-10 showing on the clock as we get back to action. It is going to be in here, the ball moved downfield by Poland. You say Jordan Beers is given credit for that. That's very good. The ball will be cleared away by Franklin as it was moved downfield, and then finally the Franklin defenders booted it back out again. It is going to be number 7, Jesse McNeely, who is going to be going up against number 7, Brittany Green. The two of them going neck and neck down in front of the goal. The ball will be finally batted away, and it's going to be Haley Downen who will bring it down, and Franklin leads by a score of 1-0.
And there's another correction. It's Jessica Downen, the sophomore, who gets credit for the goal. Jessica Downen scores the first goal. We didn't even have one goal in the first half area of that first game, and not even 5 minutes in to the contest in game number two, Franklin already with a 1-0 lead. So here is Franklin trying to keep it away from their own territory. Poland definitely applying some more pressure after surrendering that early goal. Jordan Beers has the ball along the far sideline. She looks up for Paige Fairchild. And Fairchild had it for a moment, but Poland takes it away, and Paige Sullivan has it for the Tornadoes in the center of the field. And she goes down, and there is a foul on Franklin. So it's a free kick for Poland. 34 and a half minutes to play in this first half. Plenty of time. A 1-0 early lead for the Franklin Lady Devils. Class D action here from Fulton. Poland has it. Kara Morrison looks up for Michaela Blumenstock. Blumenstock turns the corner. She tries to keep it in bounds, and she will not be able to do it, so it will be a goal kick for Haley Downen.
Yeah, that was one of those situations where Haley Downen came out and tried to grab that ball. She was not able to stop it, and the ball was cleared away, and it finally went out of bounds, and that gave Downen time to get back on her feet, get back into a defensive position. So she gets a breather on that one. You hate to have a goalkeeper sidelined at an inopportune time. Franklin leading it 1-0, 33-29, period number one.
Franklin had the ball, but it's taken away as Poland has it in the corner, trying to cross it into the box. With it is Alyssa Lepper. Now it's over to Sullivan. Paige Sullivan with a shot, and there's a save by Downen.
Yeah, good save in there by Haley Downen, the senior goalkeeper for Franklin.
Downen with a very good goal, with a very good kick as that one takes a hop and gets to midfield. Franklin had it, but now it's back to Poland. Sullivan has it right at midfield, right on that big red F in the middle of Fulton's field. Now it's Tara Siegel, and she gets it over to Brittany Green. Green looking up for Blumenstock. Blumenstock won't get there, though. Kaylee Downen, the keeper, gets her hands on it first.
So, Billy, you've got ears listening to us from far away today. They tell me that listening on our streaming audio, we've got San Francisco, we've got Phoenix, we've got Stockton, California, and other cities here in the east.
Jesse McNeely has it for the Franklin Devils. Michaela Blumenstock came over to try to take the ball away from her, and as a result, McNeely just kicked it out of play, so it'll be a throw-in for Poland.
Poland had a bye in their first round of the Section 3 play. They beat Sackett's Harbor 4-0 in the quarterfinals, Copenhagen by a 1-0 score in the semis, and then they defeated Cincinnatus by a 5-3 score in the championship game.
And there is a foul on Franklin. This is about 20 yards out from the net, so this is a pretty nice opportunity that Poland has upcoming with 31 minutes remaining in this first half.
Poland has a record right now of 18 wins and only one loss.
Paige Sullivan with the kick, and it goes in the back of the net off the hands of Haley Downen, and she didn't get a clean hand on it. She deflected it, but it wasn't enough. It's in the back of the net, and we are tied up 1-1.
That's one of those situations where you want to sometimes grab it down, and she tried to bat it away that time, and she was not out of the net, so batting it away didn't do any good, and it ends up going through. And as a result, it is tied up 1-1, 31 minutes and 12 seconds remaining in the opening half.
We had two goals in 80 minutes of action in game one, not even 10 minutes in. We already have two goals here. Poland with possession right at midfield. It's Tara Siegel with it, and she gets it back to Alyssa Lepper. Lepper plays it back to Sullivan. Sullivan right at midfield with a nice cross up to Brittany Green. Brittany Green in the corner with it. Terry Peterson has checked in. She tries to chase her down, and Peterson does the nice job and takes the ball away from her. Paige Sullivan steps back in for Poland and regains possession. Now it's Tara Siegel just outside of the box, and it comes over to number three, Alyssa Lepper, and that shot goes way up and over the crossbar. So it'll be a goal kick for Downen. With 30 minutes to play in the first half, we have a 1-1 tie.
They give that goal to Paige Sullivan. That coming at, as we said, 31-12. So we have Jessica Downen scoring for Franklin and Paige Sullivan for Poland.
Haley Downen with a low line drive kick. And it comes down to Michaela Blumenstock. Blumenstock gets it over to Siegel. Siegel still with it. And now it's played back to Lepper. Over to Sullivan. Sullivan rips the shot, and that's a nice save by Downen.
Yeah, now that time she was able to bat it away because that time she was off to the left of the goal, and as she came out, that just deflected that ball way away.
Downen had a dive to her right to get her hand on that one and deflect it away, but it will be a corner kick for the Tornadoes.
Well, we're at the bottom of the hour at your station for sports, WCDO Sydney, New York. We have seen lots of goals scored here by Michaela Blumenthal. She got three in that contest against Cincinnatus. Two more goals picked up by junior Tara Siegel.
Corner kick by number 16, Tara Siegel. And no goal there as Downen is able to make the save. and keep this game tied up at one goal apiece.
I think Haley Downen probably has real sticking on her fingers today. The ball now going to come upfield into midfield as Poland goes on the attack.
Jessica Downen was there for Franklin, but it was cleared away by Kira Morrison. Ball is out of bounds along the far sidelines, and it will be a throw-in for Poland.
Cohen and Frazier, builders of Franklin, see them for custom building and remodeling as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work throughout the Tri-County area. Call Cohen and Frazier Builders in Franklin, 829-5426.
And we are 12 minutes into this game, 28 minutes to go in the first half. Franklin and Poland with a 1-1 tie on our hands right now. It is a overcast and cold Saturday afternoon from Fulton.
Oh, come on, this is beautiful weather. What are you talking about?
And the keeper, Courtney Green, got her hands on it for Poland, and she kicks it away. Ball on the foot of Emily George. George looking up for a teammate, but that one is cleared away by Poland's Kara Morrison. Both teams still battling for possession. Michaela Blumenstock is there along with Alexis Hurlbut. And Blumenstock has it. She's got a full head of steam. She's trying to split defenders. Blumenstock is in the box, and Downen comes out and takes the ball away from her.
Well, I'll tell you, we have seen in this ball game, in the first 15 minutes of this ball game, you've seen more sort of get your stomach in a knot sort of plays. That was one that had a number of the Franklin fans holding their breath momentarily. Here we go.
Jessica Downen looking to do something for Franklin. But Morrison comes over, the defender for Poland, and takes it away and kicks it out of bounds.
Yeah, they're going to hand it off in there to number 11. That is going to be Terry Peterson, now in as a midfielder. She's a sophomore for Franklin.
And this, it will be a goal kick for Courtney Green. Slight confusion among the officials. Maybe it was a corner kick, maybe it was a goal kick, but it has been declared a goal kick.
Yeah, they'll figure it out, get it all squared away. Remember, a triple header here for the fans here at the field today. Coming up a little bit later on, it is going to be the contest between Gilderland and Liverpool, 5:36-ish.
Tate Sullivan looking up for Hannah Mahoney. Mahoney, a senior, checked in earlier in the game, has the ball. She plays it back to Sullivan. Sullivan about 40 yards out. Still with the ball. Now it's over to Mahoney. Mahoney gets it to the center of the field, just outside of the box. And it's on the feet of Blumenstock. Blumenstock looks to get to the corner. Blumenstock creates some space, rips a shot, but that one is blocked. Mahoney tries a shot, and that one is also partially blocked. But Poland has a corner kick.
Yeah, Emily George that time jumped up into the air. That ball actually off her shoulder finally went out of bounds, and that will give everybody a bit of a breather.
Tara Siegel on the corner kick, and that one is off the side of the net. So now it will be a goal kick for Haley Downen.
25 minutes remaining on the clock. Period number one. Tied up contest. 1-1 is our score.
Poland fans trying to rejuvenate this team as they were able to get a goal on the board and tie it up at one apiece after Franklin took the early 1-0 lead. Franklin fans along the far sidelines where the Unitego fans were for the first game today.
Well, for the football fans listening, we had said that Scanny Atlas, the Lakers, were up by a 7-0 score in the first quarter. Now Shenango Forks has taken the lead. It's 14-7 Forks in the second quarter of their football game, Class C.
Lights have been turned on here at Bolton as we approach 4 o'clock, and it's already starting to get a bit dark. Out of bounds, and it's a throw-in for Poland. Right at midfield along the far sidelines. Both teams battling for it. Franklin just looking to clear it. That was Marissa Callie. And Callie still fighting for the ball, and she kicks it up in the air, but that's out of bounds. Another pull and throw-in. Ball over to Alyssa Leper. And Leper lost possession, and Franklin clears it away. Now the ball gets right back to Poland. It's Paige Sullivan. Sullivan looking up for Blumenstock. And Haley down and gets out of the net and takes the ball away, but she's got to recover quickly, and she does. Poland did not get a good shot opportunity while Downen was out of the net, though. And Franklin clears to the other side of the 50-yard line.
Midfield.
Paige Fairchild has it for the Purple Devils. And it's played back to Emily George. George over to Callie. Callie up now to Paige Fairchild again. Now it's Jordan Beers. Jordan Beers surveying the field, seeing what her options are. Morrison is guarding her. And Beers is able to turn the corner a bit on Morrison. But Poland takes over. Now it's Paige Sullivan. Sullivan looking up for Blumenstock. Blumenstock still with possession. Looks to get it towards the middle of the field and get it to Siegel. But Franklin is able to clear it away as they had two or three defenders near Siegel.
I become more and more impressed with Marissa Callie. Marissa Callie is really doing a good job. And where we saw the first game, we saw people passing things very carefully, but never getting really on the attack. Here you happen to see Michaela Blumenstock really coming down as the prime striker for the Poland Tornadoes. And you're seeing, going in the other direction, the same thing. Look out. On the attack now, the ball is going to finally be cleared away by the defense for Franklin. But look out. Here comes Alyssa Leper.
Leper still with it. Over to Sullivan. Sullivan rips a shot. And that one is high and wide.
Yeah, that was almost a field goal. That one went up over top of the soccer goal, and I don't know if it was through the uprights or not. I think it was off to the right. For the people who are just tuning in, when I get on Billy and I say you can't say the 50-yard line, we are playing on a turf field. This is a multi-purpose turf field, so it's marked out with permanent football markings and also permanent soccer markings. Well, it's very easy to slip back into your football jargon.
Franklin has it right in front of their own bench. It's Mariah McNeely. McNeely was looking up for Jessica Downen, but the ball goes out of play, and it's a throw-in for Poland's Katie Schillimer.
Yeah, Mariah, a freshman, kicked that ball off on the near side. We are on the Poland side as far as the stands are concerned, where the fans are. And way across the Section 3 stand, or the Section 4 stands, where Franklin is, on the far side, and big signs that say, Go Franklin.
Goal kick for Haley Downen. Ball along the far sidelines. Paige Fairchild is there with Cheyenne Irwin.
Finally, it's going to go out of bounds on the far side, and it will be a throw-in for Franklin.
And now it's a throw-in for Poland quickly.
One thing I like about soccer, you can change direction so quickly. All it takes is one person to head it away. The ball is going to be Brianna Goggin in control at midfield right now, and she will kick it to the far side, and there's a scramble for the loose ball.
Irwin has it for the Tornadoes.
And it finally goes across the end line at the far side. So as a result, everybody sort of drops back a little bit. And it will be Franklin bringing the ball in. Haley Downen now puts it down. She's going to kick it away. 19:09 is where we are. Tie ball game. First half of play.
Tara Siegel, who took the couple of other corner kicks for Poland, started to jog towards the corner as if she had the corner kick, but it was just a goal kick instead for Haley Downen. as Franklin has a throw, and that ball goes out of bounds. And now we have a couple of subs to come back in. Kristen Heidenreich back in for Franklin, and Paige Sullivan and Elise Hazard re-enter for Poland.
Mike and Kathy Butler of Butler Auto Sales on Route 7's Riverside in Sydney wish the very best to the Franklin Purple Devil soccer team. Remember, Butler Auto has a service department that can keep your family safe during this winter driving season.
Quick throw-in again for Franklin. Trying to chase it down is Fairchild's, but it is Morrison who gets there first. And Morrison just kicks it out of play. Another throw-in for Franklin. Franklin with the throw-in.
Yeah, and Alyssa Leppard puts a foot to it, and it goes right back to the person doing the throw-in, and it's going to be another throw-in from the far side. This time, Jordan Beers steps out, and she will power it in.
Beers gets that running start, and about a 3 or 4 yard start for her. She throws the ball in the box, trying to get it to Marissa Cowley, but Poland hits it out of bounds again, and Franklin or Jordan Beers will try it again.
Well, you got to say, determination. Beers throws it in.
Franklin has the ball to get it to Cowley. Cowley with a quick give and go. They're deep in in Poland territory, but they can't get a good shot off, and Poland is able to clear it.
That was one of those where it was almost painful, saying, where are they going to pass it to? And there was nobody there at that time. Inside 17 minutes first half.
Sullivan has it for the Tornadoes. Looking up for Hannah Mahoney. Mahoney over to Blumenstock. Blumenstock right in the middle of the field. She gets around one defender. She gets around another. There's a shot. A nice save by Downing. And the rebound shot. Another save by Downing. And now the ball is going to... No, it's not going to go out of bounds. Downing saves it.
Oh, Downing did an excellent job. Alyssa Leppard came in, powered a shot in. A second shot followed up right after that. No matter how you look at it, it was a lot of action right in front of the Franklin goal. But Franklin gets out of it okay. The score stays 1-1. Down to 16 minutes remaining, period number one.
Blumenstock got the original shot off, and then I believe it was Tara Siegel who got the rebound attempt. But Haley Downer made two huge saves to keep this game tied up at one. Poland right back at it. Michaela Blumenstock looking over for Brittany Green. And the Franklin defense on their heels right now. Ball back to Paige Sullivan. And Kristen Heidenreich steps in for the Purple Devils to take it away.
Yeah, that's really tough right now because Franklin has not been able to clear it up from the other end of the field. The action isn't right in front of the goal, but it's in their half of the field, which is very difficult. You want to get that ball down to the other end of the field so that at least you're a scoring threat.
Paige Sullivan has it along the far sidelines, played up towards Tara Siegel. And that goes out of play. Franklin throwing.
Yeah, it finally goes out of bounds on the far side. But it's been very, very difficult for Franklin. The Franklin fans haven't had anything to really breathe easy about recently. That ball will be brought in by Elizabeth Niebank, and it's still going to be misdirected. Instead of coming up the field, it goes back the field toward their own goal. And it is the defensive unit of Franklin that's really pretty much been doing everything for the Purple Devils so far. Look out. On the attack, it is going to be Brittany Green. She gives a chase, but the ball is finally going to be deflected and moves out of bounds.
Yeah, Blumenstock just led that ball a bit too far for Green. And as a result, Haley Downing has the goal kick. Under 15 minutes to play in the first half, we still have a 1-1 tie in this Class D matchup.
Downing has that ball up and ready to go, and she powers it all the way into midfield where it's going to be headed in there by Paige Sullivan.
Sullivan still with it, trying to get it to Blumenstock, and that ball doesn't get to Blumenstock originally, but she fights for it, and now she's got it. Blumenstock gets around a couple defenders, and Blumenstock gets around Downard, and she shoots and scores. And Poland, down 1-0 early, has scored two straight goals, and they lead it 2-1 with 13:43 to play in the first half.
Yeah, there was no doubt about that. Blumenstock that time just stayed with it. The ball was deflected one way, and then sooner or later, Downen was going to drop out of things as she couldn't stay with it. And that time, it was going to be Michaela Blumenstock all the way. Pesky, number 13. She is looking good.
Jessica Downen scored for Franklin to start this game off, but Poland has responded. Paige Sullivan scored on a free kick, and moments ago, Michaela Blumenstock puts one in the back of the net. And it is Poland with a 2-1 lead over Franklin late in this first half. Lots of contact along the far sidelines. It was number 5, Paige Fairchild, for Franklin.
And the ball goes out of bounds. So it's going to be another opportunity for, what are they going to say? It's going to be for Poland to kick it away. 13-13 on the clock.
As it is Shelby Offnot taking the kick. Fairchild is there along with Brianna Goggin. Goggin and Fairchild still battling for it, and Fairchild takes it away from her. But now it's cleared away by Poland.
All the action way over on the far side of the field. That's in front of the Franklin stands. Now the ball comes to the near side, and it's going to be an opportunity for Jessica Downen, number 2, the sophomore forward, to be able to try to get a shot off, but it's finally going to be cleared away by Poland.
Throw in for Franklin. And again, it's just kicked out of play by Goggin, so Franklin will reset and do it again.
And again, all of the action across the field from us. 12:15 showing on the clock. 2-1 ball game. Shot going to be put up by number 13, that's Jordan Beers, but it's way away from the net.
Jordan Beers, one of three captains on the Franklin roster, along with Kristen Heidenreich and Haley Downen.
So the winner of this contest will go on to Cortland for the final rounds next week when the semifinals and finals will be held. Ball going to be cleared away by Courtney Green as that one bounces back toward the Franklin goal, but Poland comes out and booms it back to center field.
Paige Sullivan with it for the Tornadoes. Sullivan looking up for Green. Brittany Green with it in the corner.
Down in the near side corner. Now she tries to slow that ball down to get it in position for a good kick, and she will come back to Sullivan.
Sullivan looking for Blumenstock, who's in the box, and Blumenstock does not give up on the play. She gets the ball back. There's a shot, and that one is blocked, but Blumenstock is still right there. Blumenstock deep in the territory, and Haley down and comes out and literally just falls on the ball.
Yeah, that was one of those situations where we had a Poland offensive player get by a couple of the defenders, and it looked very, very threatening. But coming out that time was Haley Downen, the goalkeeper for Franklin. Good save on her part. We're down to 10:37 now. And the play is at the center of the field with Kara Morrison.
Now the ball is with Paige Sullivan. Sullivan was there for Poland, Marissa Cowley there for Franklin, and they say it will be a throw-in for the Tornadoes.
Chris Brown and the staff at Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street, Unadilla, is not just an insurance card. They get to know you and your family. They offer fast, friendly service the way it should be. And they're always accepting new customers at Brown's Pharmacy in Unadilla.
Jessica Downen with it for Franklin. And that one is taken away by Poland's Alyssa Lepper. Lepper finds Sullivan. Now it's Blumenstock. Blumenstock along the near sidelines. Gets it to Lepper. And Lepper lost possession. Franklin has possession, but they give it right back to Poland. And now it's cleared away by Franklin. They want to get it up to Jessica Downen. Downen right in front of the Poland bench. She keeps it in bounds. Right in front of the near sideline. So that one is hit out of bounds by Elise Hazard, who was guarding Downen.
Yeah, Hazard was playing cat and mouse all the way down the field that time. We're inside now 10 minutes, down to 9-12. Getting ready to throw it back in will be Jessica Downen. Down and now, two-hand, little short pass comes in to Mariah McNeely, and McNeely has the ball kicked right out of bounds again. So once again, it will be Jessica Downen who picks it up, will hand it back off to McNeely, and McNeely will throw it in this time.
And McNeely looks for Downen in the corner. Downen gets away from the sidelines, ball closer to the middle of the field, and it's played back to Terry Peterson. Peterson looking for Callie, but Poland, one of their defenders, steps in, takes it away for the moment, though, but not enough, as Alexis Hurlbut comes in. And Poland gets their feet on it again. They clear it away. Michaela Blumenstock comes in and takes the ball away. She's got a one-on-one with Haley Downen. She gets around Downen, a tough angle, and the shot was blocked away by Marissa Callie.
Yeah, that was one of those wonderful situations where you see how Blumenstock is so blooming good, if you want to call it that. She broke away. She did not give up possession of the ball. She controlled it very, very well. Gave a head fake this way, a head fake that way. And finally, it was one of the fullbacks who was able to clear that ball away because all of a sudden, the goalkeeper was out of the action.
Corner kick for Tara Siegel, and Haley Downen catches that ball. She snags it out of the air, so no harm on that corner kick for Poland.
She brings it down, now kicks it away. It goes across midfield. It's going to be picked up by Katie Shellhammer over on the far side. Shellhammer being really guarded by Franklin, but the ball is going to go back to man and man and man, all in the center of the field. Finally coming away, Elise Hazard. Hazard will now move around, and the ball will go over to Mariah McNeely from Franklin. Still, all of the action at midfield. The ball goes to the far sidelines, finally going to be kicked out of bounds. Looks to me like Brittany Goggin, who may have gotten the foot on it that time. It will be Franklin ball over across from us. Ball will be lofted in. Mariah McNeely. Clock ticks down to 6:45. McNeely shot. Bounds loose at midfield. Finally coming in. And the ball will be down in front of the goal. Look out. Here we go. Nope, it's going to be cleared away.
And Poland defense just was able to do just that, clear it away, keep it away from the middle of the field. Jessica Downen didn't have much help from her teammates. She was one of the only Franklin players down there, surrounded by four or five Poland defenders, and Poland hangs on to that 2-1 lead for the moment.
Yeah, Tara Siegel was the one that cleared that one away. 6:07, the clock coming down. Once again, it's out of bounds near side. Terry Peterson, two-hand throws it in, trying to get it in there to Jessica Downen. Now the ball will be back toward midfield, and it will be the Franklin defensive unit that has to go back and chase it, and it will be out of bounds right here in front of us at midfield.
Throw in for number 11, Terry Peterson, for Franklin as they look to take that momentum and turn the corner, but Blumenstock steps in for Poland and takes it away, and no foul as Blumenstock goes down. Poland fans not happy with no whistle.
I'll tell you, Blumenstock is just really good at directing that ball and then redirecting the ball. On the attack, Jordan Beers. Beers gets off a kick, but up in the air to grab it is going to be Courtney Green. We have a person down on the far side that may very well be Jordan Beers. She is sort of hobbling, loosening up the muscles. Now she looks to be okay. The ball right out here in front of us at midfield will be put in play by number 11, Terry Peterson. She looks for an open receiver. Now we'll go in there to Mariah McNeely. McNeely has the ball taken away by Paige Sullivan. Still all of the action right at midfield. Finally, it will be kicked out of bounds right here in front of us. 4 minutes, 36 seconds on the clock. Two-hand pass in by Elise Hazard. Again, knocked out of bounds. Picking it up, Brittany Green. Green will try to inbound it. Up in the air and heading it away, it's going to be Marissa Cauley. And finally, the ball will be kicked down toward the goal area, and it will be Haley Downing, who now comes out and kicks it toward midfield.
And Downing really does have an impressive goal kick, and above average, not typically what you would see from a high school goalkeeper.
Ball on the far side, on the attack, Marissa Cauley. Cauley has it taken away by a defender. And then it will go back and be picked up again by Franklin. This time it's going to be Elizabeth Kneebank who has it, but only momentarily. Again, it goes over to the Tornadoes. Now we're down to 3.5 minutes. And we have a very brief pause in the action as the ball is going to be kicked away by the goalkeeper. That's interesting. She's way off on the sideline to take the kick. It's one of those situations where you leave your goal totally unguarded. Kick comes in, and it's going to be immediately kicked away by Paige Sullivan for the Tornado, and it's going to be out of bounds. Ball person feeds the ball back in. It will be pulling on the attack at midfield. 2 minutes, 45 seconds showing.
And Franklin, a goal here late in the half would be huge. Tied this game back up at 2. It's basically a brand-new 40-minute ball game, but even if you go into the locker room down 2-1, still not the worst of things to happen to you. You know you can score a goal. You scored not even 5 minutes into the game, so Franklin still has plenty of time left here in this contest tonight.
Terry Peterson breaks away. She's across midfield. She comes down, falls down momentarily. The ball will be picked up by Alyssa Lepper. Lepper at midfield feeds it off in there to Paige Sullivan. Now they'll try to get down on the attack again, but the ball is going to be cleared away by Franklin. At midfield, Marissa Cauley finds an open person, moves it back down across midfield, all the way across field to the far side. The ball will be finally kicked in there. I want to say it's Jessica McNeely. Now it's going to be one of those back-and-forth things where nobody's on the attack. And the ball will be returned back to the left end of the field. Pursuing it is going to be Emily George, right in front of the official on the far side. Now on the attack, Abby Barber. Barber looking for an open person, can't find it. Finally, the ball will be cleared away in there by Alyssa Lepper. And finally, coming down in front of the goal to grab it will be Haley Downing. 1 minute, 10 seconds showing on the clock. The ball bounces once, bounces high. Haley down and picks it up again. And now she will kick it away. Kicks it upfield. Paige Sullivan tries to get a foot on it. Wasn't able to redirect it, but she has a fullback there to help her. And the ball goes out of bounds. Didn't quite make it out of bounds. Way on the far sideline, about 40 seconds remaining here. Now out in front of us, it's Abby Baker again. Baker right in the center of the field. 29 seconds. Coming up quickly is Mariah McNeely. McNeely feeds it down on the far side, picked up by Katie Shellhammer, and Shellhammer has it go out of bounds. And with that, a whole bunch of fans down in front of us all head for the concession stand. We're down to 7-6-5 as we are moving toward halftime. And the fans in front of us said, we don't want to wait in line. It's too cold for that. So with that, Billy, we move to the end of the first half of play. 2-1 is the score. You aren't shivering too much, my friend. They put up a 10-minute halftime here on the clock, and that's how much time we're going to have to rest before we finally get back with the second half of this game. We'll give you a recap of what's happening. It's game number two of a Soccer Saturday on WCDO.
They've got them all at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. Over 120 vehicles to choose from every day. Butler Auto Sales features the area's most experienced sales team, including Robert Dan, Mark Bryden, and Tom Pewty. And Mike Butler is now happy to welcome Jero Gales with 35 years' experience. The Butler lot is filled with great gas mileage vehicles, every make and model. And with the extension of the SFCU OMG loan sale,
you'll get record low interest rates.
At Butler Auto Sales, they're actually selling 2011 and 12 models for the same price as the other guys are selling 2009s and 10s. Go ahead and compare. You'll see why so many Tri-County area residents buy their cars and trucks from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. As Mike says,
no reasonable offer will be refused.
Over 120 vehicles on the lot right now. Butler Auto Sales, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. See them all at butlerautosales.com.
Need a new car? Have we got a deal for you. Shindello Federal Credit Union has a year-end vehicle loan special that will save you 2.5% APR off all regular vehicle, recreational, and equipment loan rates. This offer is good through December 31st, 2012 on new money only. And remember, Shindello Federal Credit Union's one-size-fits-all loan policy, where the same rates are given to all of our members. So hurry in today and get 2.5% APR off regular vehicle, recreational, and equipment loan rates at Shindello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin. Some restrictions may apply. Learn more at shindello.org or call 829-3560.
Proud sponsorship of the Unitigo and Franklin girls soccer teams today includes Bergen's Auto Service, Main Street, Franklin, offering expert car and truck repair for 36 years. Dawn's Deli, Main Street, Franklin. Super specials, baked goods, and lots more, including the best waitresses around. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin for custom building and remodeling, serving the Tri-County area. And the Law Office of Dolores G. Fogarty, Main Street, Unadilla, serving the legal needs of our communities for many years. These generous sponsors cheer on the Lady Spartans and the Franklin Purple Devils.
Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in Unadilla is not only your one stop for all of your pharmaceutical needs, but Brown's also carries Burt's Bees products, cards, candy, Nature's Bounty vitamins, over-the-counter and prescription drugs, and more. Small in size, but large in healthcare products for you and your family. It's Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 to 1.
There's no time like the present to get the most out of your home. NBT Bank is here to make your decision easy. For a limited time, we're offering a home equity line of credit with a six-month introductory rate of 1% APR. It's flexible and easy to work with NBT Bank. And great fixed rates on home equity loans are also available now. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit any NBT Bank office or call 800-NBT-BANK for details on credit costs and terms. NBT Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Perry and Billy back here on a, well, it's kind of cool right now, Saturday of soccer, as we are seeing terrific play here in Fulton today. All of a sudden the breeze comes up and blows some papers around. Thank you very much. I do appreciate. So we have a football score here. The Chenango Forks Blue Devils now leading Scanty Atlas in the third period. It's still a 14-7 contest. Recapping this game, we are at halftime. In the first half of play, it was a very quick score by Jessica Down and for Franklin, that coming at 36-17. But then a couple of minutes later at 31-12, Paige Sullivan tied it up for Poland. And then it was Michaela Blumenstock coming up with only 13 minutes and 14 seconds on the clock that made it a 2-1 ball game. That's where it is right now, as we have a terrific ball game here in game number two of our doubleheader. Remember, it was Sequoia Valley defeating Unitego. The Lady Spartans went down in defeat in game number one. They were in a Class C game, and this one is a Class D game. The winners of both of these games go on to Cortland coming up next week. Well, Billy, have you spotted what, have you gotten any more word as to what happened out there at Oneonta? I know NCAA's, you said it was going to be who?
Oneonta had a 3-0 lead over MIT. Still can't confirm it was a final score.
Yeah,
but
and then who was the first game?
Montclair State defeated Salve Regina, so the Red Hawks are on to the second round, and they could be battling the Red Dragons tomorrow, but again, cannot confirm the final score just yet.
You never know. Dawn Ritz, she's excited to cheer on the Franklin and Unitego girls soccer teams. Check out Dawn's Tasty Luncheon Specials, her famous fresh cookies, and a great atmosphere with the best waitresses around. That's at Dawn's Deli, Main Street in Franklin. You're listening to soccer on a Saturday afternoon. A bit of a chill coming in. We'll be having more play for you in about 4 minutes. You're listening to your station for sports, WCDO.
The OMG loan sale is EXT at SFCU.
Was that English?
Extended EXT. The SFCU OMG auto loan sale has been extended. So, FYI, you can still get loan rates as low as 1.15% APR.
Oh my goodness, loan rates still as low as 1.15% APR?
It's the perfect time to BTNV.
What the heck is BTNV?
Buy that new vehicle.
Now you're pushing it.
And it's the perfect time to refinance your current auto loan from another financial institution. The OMG loan sale at SFCU. You'll LOL when you get rates as low as 1.15% APR. Oh, and P.S. Ask about exceptional low rates on other secured loans and signature loans. It's as easy as E equals MC squared.
Oh, boy.
SFCU, your new BFF, federally insured by NCUA. At Sydney Federal Credit Union, we're all about you.
It was the first sale of its kind in the area, and now it's back. Yes, the Free If It Snows sales event is back for the holidays at the Catalog Outlet stores. Through December 23rd, save in every department of the Catalog Outlet's large inventory of everything for your home, for every room in your home. Furniture, of course, and mattress sets in all sizes and styles. Select from makers that you know and trust, like Ashley, Best Home Furnishings, Liberty, Harden, Spring Air, Eclipse, and others. And then if it snows 6 inches or more on New Year's Eve, that's 6 inches or more New Year's Eve, the Catalog Outlet will refund your merchandise purchase of $249 or more. What a great way to end the year. So get complete details by shopping the Catalog Outlet store nearest you. They're all open 7 days a week. In Unadilla on the corner of Martin Brook and Railroad Streets. In Oneonta's West End at 357 Chestnut Street. On State Highway 12 between North Norwich and Sherburn. And now in Margaretville at 743 Main Street. Super selection, lowest prices around, and the chance to get your purchase free if it snows only at the Catalog Outlet, where you always get the best for less.
I'm a beatbox kind of guy. I like to all day long and mix it up to my heart's content. That's why I Kasasa. Kasasa Tunes is a free checking account that gives me free iTunes each and every month and even more free downloads just for signing up. So I'm rocking out with an account that has no minimum balance and coast-to-coast ATM fee refunds. But maybe what moves you is more cash in your pocket. So you choose Kasasa Cash, a free checking account that pays you massive interest and gives it back to you in cash every month, plus no minimum balance and nationwide ATM fee refunds. So whether it's music or cash that moves you, Kasasa gives you back what you want. That's groovy, baby. So do you, Kasasa?
Don't just bank. Kasasa. Kasasa Cash and Tunes. Only available at America's finest community banking institutions. Certain restrictions apply. See financial institution for details. iTunes is a registered trademark of Apple Inc.
Kasasa, now at National Bank of Delaware County. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Harry and Billy, back here at Fulton High School. Well, we have a number of scores coming in for those of you who happen to be football fans. Chenango Forks is now leading Skaneateles 21-7 in the third quarter. If you happen to be following football in the western part of the state, also a Class C contest. Hornell is leading Cleveland Hills 27-6 is the score in that one. And right here, we have everybody ready to go again. And everybody's ready to go quickly because it's just chilly enough to make them really invigorated. 40 seconds up on the clock. Here's Billy.
Poland will start things off with possession in the second half. It was Michaela Blumenstock and Tara Siegel in the center circle ready to go. Poland will now go from left to right in the second half, and Franklin from right to left for the final 40 minutes. 2-1 lead for Poland as we get things started in this second half. Poland looks to get the ball to Brianna Goggin, and she will not get there. That goes out of play, and it will be a throw-in for Franklin.
For the people in Franklin who may not know much about Poland, as far as a school district is concerned, it is a geographically very large school district, only 600 students total. But the school district covers 460 square miles. It's the third largest geographic location in New York State. The buses there travel about 300,000 miles a year. Maybe that's why these girls run so well. They lead. 2-1 is the score.
Paige Fairchild has it for Franklin along the near sideline. She cuts across midfield. Paige Sullivan was on her, and Sullivan takes the ball away. But the ball is back to Franklin. Mariah McNeely has it, and McNeely loses her footing. And as a result, it's Poland who takes over.
It's interesting how some people are very good with the right foot or very good with the left foot. That time McNeely tried to left foot it. It really didn't have the power that she wanted it to be. Here goes McNeely again.
Fairchild's in the corner. Two Poland defenders on her. She sends it to the center of the field. Ball's in the box. Downen tries a shot. That one is blocked away, and Poland clears it away. Back to Elizabeth Niebank.
One of the things that's been interesting to watch, Billy, is that it's that second shot that Franklin doesn't seem to be getting today. They'll get that first shot, but they don't have anybody good on that follow-up to bang it right in there. And that is the one area that we have seen in the first game. Both of those teams had really good second shots to be able to get that shot away.
Here's a kick for Poland. Low line drive kick, and the ball comes away to the Tornadoes. Only momentarily, though. Both teams still battling for it. Ball comes back to midfield, and that one's kicked down by Alexis Hurlbut. She plays it down into the corner. Chasing it down is Paige Fairchild, but she won't get there, and it's a throw-in for Poland. Ball thrown in along the near sideline. Ball back to Brianna Goggin. Goggin with it, plays it back to Shellhammer. Shellhammer with a quick touch to Tara Siegel. Ball at midfield, it's Blumenstock, and Blumenstock can't get around Franklin's number 8, Alexis Hurlbut. Blumenstock is not one to give up on the ball at all. She's created a couple opportunities in that first half simply by persevering. Ball at midfield, Poland with it. Looking to get it towards the corner. Over there is Hannah Mahoney. Mahoney with a left-footed shot. That one goes wide, and it's a goal kick for Haley Downen.
Yeah, Alicia Leffer that time manages to put that ball right down into the corner, and that's exactly where they needed it for Mahoney to be able to kick it away. 36-19 on the clock. Still a 2-1 contest. Still Poland leading the Franklin Purple Devils.
Down and ready to go. And she kicks that ball away, about 30-yard kick by Downen. Over to Mariah McNeely. Ball comes back to Sullivan. Sullivan looking to get it to the near sidelines to Brianna Goggin. Goggin heads it on looking for Siegel, but Franklin has two or three defenders there, and they get it away from Tara Siegel. Ball played back to Sullivan. Now it's Morrison with it. And that one's intercepted by Mariah McNeely. Poland regains possession. Shellhammer with it, just trying to play keep away from McNeely. McNeely was able to get the ball, but she is out of play in front of her own bench. Now, no, they're saying it's a throw-in for Franklin, so it's off of Poland.
Paige Fairbanks, the person who put it in, but then quickly it was knocked right back out of bounds, and it will be Poland who brings it in.
Fairchilds looks up. Now the ball is back to Elizabeth Niebank. Here's Marissa Cowley with it. And that one's taken away. It's Blumenstock right at midfield. Blumenstock over to Siegel. Siegel trying to get it back to Blumenstock. Blumenstock, is she onside? Yes, she is. She gets around one. She gets around the keeper and scores again. That is Blumenstock's second goal of the afternoon. And it's a 3-1 Poland lead.
At 34-41, that one came in. It was Blumenstock again. And you can just see, she is so in command of that, I was going to say football, in command of that ball as she comes in. She's got excellent dribbling skills. She can fake right, she can fake left. And that time, as soon as she had it was past the goalkeeper, then it was all back to the fullbacks, and they just couldn't do it.
She was able to get around the keeper down, and but she still had three defenders that she had to shoot the ball through. And obviously, the defenders can't use their hands, but Blumenstock was still able to slice the shot through the three defenders into the net for a second goal of the afternoon and a two-goal lead for the Tornadoes with 34 minutes to play in the game.
On the attack, Poland again. Ball into the far corner, giving chase. Jesse McNally. McNally is finally going to have it kicked away, and it will be out of bounds and last touched, I believe they're going to say, by Poland. Yep. So now Jesse McNally going to two-hand toss it in on the near side, giving a lot of pursuit over there. It looks like it's going to be Abby Baker. But there's a scramble for the ball. It comes back in to Tara Siegel. Siegel on the attack. Great save in there by Haley Downing.
And Blumenstock nearly with a hat trick there, Harry. She got open again. She got some space, and Downing made another big save. But three goals allowed so far by her. Franklin down by two goals. They're going to have to start putting some more pressure on the defense of Poland soon.
Elise Hazard now with the ball down at the far end. The ball goes out of bounds. Two-handed toss in. Back on the attack, Poland again. Very much a defensive game for Franklin at the moment. Now coming out quickly and grabbing it down is going to be Emily George. George trying to get by her person. That is going to be who? Mariah McNeely is in there. Let's get it back and get to the right person. Paige Sullivan with the ball. Feeds it down to Alicia Lepper. Lepper out in front of the goal, right at the top of the circle. Now feeds it off to the right. Brianna Goggin is there. Goggin cannot clear it in. Coming up quickly to take up the slack, Paige Sullivan. Sullivan now goes to the middle of the field. Little bump and shove. Alyssa Lepper in there has to kind of regroup momentarily. Then she'll go back to Paige Sullivan. Look out. Sullivan on the attack. Nobody's near her. She finally gets the kick away, and it'll be grabbed down by Haley Downing. 32-17 is where we are right now, as Haley Downing will kick that ball away back up to midfield, picked up there by Katie Shellhammer. Shellhammer off to Sullivan. Sullivan to the near side. Manages to get around Jessica Downing. Now it's going to be Downing who gets the upper hand. Flips the ball off to Elizabeth Niebank. Niebank is going to have a throw-in from the near side. Giving chase, Katie Shellhammer for Poland, and the ball is finally kicked away down into the corner, left side.
Both teams getting some subs in here, keeping their players' legs fresh as we hit the 31-minute mark of this second half. And right now it's Franklin with this throw-in deep in their deep in Poland territory, they're going to have to try to get something to develop and get the personnel out on the field that they need, and they do have some subs and fresh legs in there. You might think that could be the turning point for them in this game.
Mariah McNeely tosses the ball in. Gives chase herself as it was deflected away by a Poland defender. But it won't go anywhere but out of bounds, so she'll bring it back in again. Down to the near side to Paige Fairbanks. And Fairbanks has it taken away by a Poland defender, and it goes out of bounds. So as a result, they're going to say it's time for the goalkeeper from Poland to bring the ball in. They're going way down to the far corner. There's a discussion going on with two of the officials. And now they decide that it is going to be off to the near side. I don't know what the discussion was on that one, Billy.
The corner kick, I think, for Franklin. And that's huge for them. That's
Poland. From this corner.
Poland fans obviously don't like the call, but it's a corner kick here along the near sideline.
Okay, so here we go. The ball is going to be kicked in. It's up near the box, and finally coming in is going to be number 8. That is going to be Alexis Hurlbut. Hurlbut clears the ball out. It goes into Mariah McNeely. Lots of action in front of the net. Now gathering it in is Alexis Hurlbut again, and it will be headed away by one of the Poland defenders. 29:43 on the clock, and finally the ball comes up to midfield. On the attack, it is going to be the Tornadoes. And that will mean that Haley Downen will have to get into the act. She comes out of goal, kicks it away, back out to midfield. And finally going back on the attack will be the Tornadoes. Remember, they're 18-1. They didn't get that way by losing a lot of games. Alyssa Lepper on the attack, far side, moves the ball back out to teammate Paige Sullivan. Lots of push and shove. Now they'll go into Blumenstock, and Blumenstock just clears the top of the net.
Hell yeah, and Haley Downen got a hand on it, and even I didn't think the deflection at first was enough to stop that ball, but she got her hand on it, and it was just enough as the soccer ball goes up and over the crossbar. Blumenstock so close to getting her third goal on a couple of occasions so far, but not yet.
28:37 on the clock. And with that, we're on the attack. The ball will be brought in from the far corner, and going out to grab it down will be Haley Downen. So another Poland scoring threat is thwarted. Bergen's Auto Service offers expert car and truck repair for 36 years. They specialize in transmissions. Keep your car on the road this winter with the help of Bergen's Auto Service in Franklin. On the attack, number 4, that is going to be Mariah McNeely. McNeely moves the ball up forward into the attack zone, and very quickly coming by is Paige Fairchild. It bounds away, and it will be picked up in there by Poland, and the ball is going to be finally cleared out of bounds.
Fairchild's with this throw-in, and now Poland gets the ball back. Tara Siegel with it, and Poland has possession, crossing midfield. Back to Siegel. Siegel looking up for Cheyenne Irwin. And Irwin cannot get there first. Franklin's Elizabeth Niebank has possession of the ball right now. Irwin all over her, though. And now it's a throw-in for Poland. They get it into Siegel. Back to Irwin. Now it's Siegel again. Those two have been just going at it back and forth with each other. And now the ball comes back to Paige Sullivan. Sullivan looks to get it in the center of the field, but Franklin gets there first. Franklin still with it, and they nearly turn the ball over, and the ball takes a hop and out of play in front of the Poland bench, and they have a couple of subs coming in this game now. Number 7, Brittany Green, and 27, Elizabeth Oskowski check in. They've replaced Tara Siegel and Hannah Mahoney. 26 and a half to play in regulation, a 3-1 lead for the Poland Tornadoes over the Franklin Purple Devils. Billy Blake and Harry Graves with you. This is the second game in our doubleheader from Fulton. As that ball is punched out by Haley Downer, and there was a lot of contact with Downer and a few other players in the box, but everybody back up and back to playing.
Yeah, Paige Sullivan that time had an opportunity to get a big foot, and she lifted one out that went right in front of the net.
Oskowski had it for a moment, but Franklin regains possession. Now it's the Tornadoes. Paige Sullivan looking up for Siegel, and that one's cleared away. Ball comes all the way back to Shelby Ossan.
That was one of those really good situations where we were able to see one of the fullbacks for Franklin really be able to put a foot on it. And so often we haven't seen that long, explosive kick.
Sullivan looking up for Irwin, and Irwin still with the ball. She was able to get past Franklin's Emily George. Now the ball is played back to the middle of the field. Paige Sullivan with it. Sullivan looking up, and that one is partially blocked by Mariah McNeely. Franklin has it, but Paige Sullivan applying a lot of pressure, and now we get a whistle.
Yeah, Sullivan's really has applied an awful lot of pressure. If you look at Blumenstock as being the primary striker, she's got a couple of goals in this ballgame, but I'll tell you, Paige Sullivan has been in there and doing a lot of things. They're probably the two names that the people here have seen handle the ball most frequently. All right, here we go. Big kick. It is going to be down by Downing. It'll go across midfield, but picked up by who? Paige Sullivan. Sullivan now tries to get it going. It's going to be taken away in there by Jessica Downing. Downing now goes down. Looked out. Here we go. It was going to be down for Emily George, but Emily George was just simply outraced that time by Kara Morrison. Kara Morrison finally kicks it out of bounds, and the ball will be in the far corner.
Jordan Beers has a great corner kick here, and this is an opportunity that Franklin has been waiting for some time.
Jordan Beers was sparkling in the first 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes of the ball game. Has been pretty much overshadowed. She hasn't had her opportunity since then. Now she's got a kick in front of the goal.
Off the side of the post.
And with that, the ball is going to be another kick-in situation from way down in the corner. Jordan Beers has it and approaches the ball.
Ball hit out and a lot of heads there. Comes down to Jessica Downing, over to Fairchild now. A lot of defense on Fairchild, and that ball is taken away by Poland. They just cleared out of bounds, though, as Kara Morrison will scurry back into her position. She just kicked the ball out of bounds. Franklin with the throw-in.
That was headed out of the goal area quite quickly, so now it's attack on the near side. We had number 5, Paige Fairchild. And going up against Cheyenne Irwin, also a number 5. We see that time and again where two people with the same number battling it out. The ball comes out toward midfield on the attack. It is going to be Tara Siegel. Siegel can't get an opportunity to really kick that ball away, but it comes back to her. Now she's going to be on the attack again. She manages to get around Emily George. She feeds the ball down to one of her teammates. Blasting kick. Alyssa Lepper kicks it away. It's off to the right and out of bounds. 22-16 showing on the clock. We're heading toward the end of this ball game, 3-1. And right now, it is Poland in the lead over Franklin. We will have a third game coming up later tonight. We will not be broadcasting that, but the fans and the workers here at the high school field in Fulton will be on the attack. It's going to be Elizabeth, what did you say? Oskowski? So she will have the opportunity. She's a senior. Loose ball. going forward is going to be Paige Fairchild and Katie Shellhammer. Finally, Shellhammer has the ball go out of bounds. It will be a throw-in there for Paige Fairchild down in the right corner, left corner make that, in at the side of the field toward our end. Finally, the ball will be out of bounds. It's going to be grabbed in by Mariah McNeely, and McNeely has it deflected away and out of bounds, and Poland will get an opportunity to kick it away from their goal. So approaching the ball again, Courtney Green, she kicks it out. It's going to be headed away in there by Paige Sullivan, so the ball never gets to midfield. And Poland will be kicking it back and forth, and now they'll finally have somebody get across midfield and get going. It's going to be Lepper on the far side. She's at midfield. She'll feed it off to Paige Sullivan. Sullivan upfield now to Tara Siegel. And finally, it's going to be Emily George who clears it away for Franklin. Down to 20 minutes remaining in this contest. Way over on the far side, it'll be Franklin throw in. They come in intending it for Jessica Downing, but the ball is going to be finally kicked away and out of bounds. It will be a corner kick for the Purple Devils, and once again, it's going to be Jordan Beers who lines up, gets ready to kick it. Now the official calls are back momentarily. And now they give the signal, and she can approach the ball. It's in the air in front of the net. It bounces on the ground. Nobody touches it. Finally coming in, Jessica Downing manages to get a foot on it, but still it doesn't get any closer to the net, and the ball will finally be cleared away down there by Brianna Goggin. It comes out to Tara Siegel. Siegel breaks toward midfield. The ball on the far sidelines right in front of the Franklin stands. It's still in the possession of Franklin. Upfield to Siegel. Siegel being chased in there by Jessica McNeely. Finally, a shot goes way wide off to the right and out of bounds.
And those corner kicks are huge for Franklin. They weren't able to capitalize on it, but, I mean, sooner or later, you're going to start to see Poland start to think about time management with the clock ticking down a two-goal lead. Franklin, when they get these few chances that they have to capitalize.
The National Bank of Delaware County features exceptionally low rates on autos and mortgages. Ask about NBDC's popular Casassa checking accounts. Your local people with local service since 1931.
Ball with Franklin at midfield. Two teams colliding. That's bright Brianna Goggin. Right there with it. Now it comes back on the feet. Jets of 16. Tara Siegel has it. And now it's out of bounds. Sliding in there was Jessica Downing. And Jessica Downing is out of bounds. It's a throw-in for Katie Shellhammer. And now it's out of play again. Another quick throw-in for Poland. 17:40 to play. A 3-1 lead for the Tornadoes. Franklin on the defense right now, down by two goals. Ball played back to Alyssa Lepper. Lepper looking in the box for Blumenstock, and Blumenstock scores. That is her third goal of the game, and Poland takes a 4-1 lead with 17:27 to play. What more can you say about Michaela Blumenstock? Three goals, and she is a freshman. Four unanswered goals for the Tornadoes. They fell behind 1-0 early. They have scored four straight, and they have a commanding three-goal lead with under 20 minutes to go.
This is the second game in a row that Blumenstock has managed to get three goals. She had three goals in Poland's 5-3 win over Cincinnatus in the championship game, and now she comes out and manages to end up with three goals here in this contest.
Alyssa Lepper gets credit for the assist on Blumenstock's third of the afternoon. Franklin with possession. Alexis Hurlbut kicks it downfield, and it comes on the feet of Shelby Osnott. Osnott looking on, looking up for Siegel. Siegel plays it back to Goggin. Goggin looking up for Blumenstock again. Blumenstock with it in the box. A couple defenders on her. She still has the ball. She's able to turn. She has some space. She shoots. That one is blocked. And it comes back to number 16, Tara Siegel. And that shot goes wide.
And that is one of those things that will happen is when you see somebody like Blumenstock who's having a good day, she just feeds on the energy of success. Success breeds success in this particular case. We have a, I don't know if it was an equipment problem or an injury problem, but there is going to be a momentary pause, very momentary, while an official wants to talk to one of the Franklin players. 16-10, the clock is running down.
And I do have a final score to report. 4-2 is the final score as Oneonta defeats MIT in the first round of the NCAA tournament. Back to action here at Fulton. It's a throw-in for Poland as they throw it into Hannah Mahoney. Mahoney plays it over to Goggin. Goggin trying to find the center of the field, and she gets the ball right back as she tries to get it to her teammate Abby Baker. And the ball is played back to the defensive line as Osnott is there. Shelby Osnott looks up, and she finds Siegel in the middle of the field. Siegel to Mahoney. Mahoney over to Goggin. Goggin looks to play that one to Mahoney in the corner, but that one is taken away by Franklin. Ball over to Paige Fairchild. Ball hit up around midfield. It comes down to Peters. Peters over to Siegel. And Franklin defense clears it away. Again, that was Jesse McNeely on the back end that time. Ball comes back to Poland's Kara Morrison. And Morrison goes down hard. No whistle, though. As we have under 15 minutes to go in the game, 4-1 Poland leads.
Yeah, the ball out of bounds on the near side. So 14:39 showing on the clock. Toss in by Poland. Going to be Katie Shellhammer who moves that ball inbounds.
And now both teams getting some subs. Kristen Heidenreich back in for Franklin. And the two subs for Poland did not get there in time, so they'll have to wait until another time to check back in.
Paige Fairchild just moving out to her midfield position as she takes her time. Coming out of the ball game, Mariah McNeely, and the ball will finally be passed in by Fairchild, but immediately goes over to possession for Poland.
Mahoney with a quick throw-in for the Tornadoes. Again, they could not get the subs in the game. Ball back with Franklin. Jessica down and had it for the moment, but it's back to Tara Siegel. Siegel lost it, but she gets it right back and plays it back to her teammate Brianna Goggin. And Goggin lost it, and it's Franklin with it. Jessica Downen along the far sidelines. Downen gets around Mahoney. Downen trying to do it all herself, and there's a pretty heavy collision, and that draws the whistle immediately.
Yeah, somebody is down over on the far sideline badly enough so that they have actually stopped the clock momentarily as they are taking the player off the field. She's walking off now under her own power and not even going to leave the game. They still have not restarted the clock yet.
And number 15, Elise Hazard, coming out of the game. So now we will get a sub in the game, and the officials going over to the Franklin bench to talk things out. There was definitely a heavy collision with Jessica Downen along the far sideline, and it must have been Elise Hazard who was at the topic of that conversation as she comes out of the game. 13:18 on the clock. Everything is appeared to be situated, so we'll have play resuming momentarily.
Clock still stopped. Here we go.
And on the free kick, Downen hits the crossbar. Ball comes out to Mahoney. Ball still in play right in front of the Franklin bench. And there is a handball on Poland, so Franklin will get a free kick. It was a great shot on the first free kick off the crossbar from a pretty far distance out. Jordan Beers will take this kick for the Purple Devils. Under 13 minutes to go. Beers approaches the ball. Ball kick towards the far post. Players jumping up trying to get ahead on it, but it comes down on the ground. And it is Franklin with possession. Fairchild with a shot on goal. That one is headed up in the air. And they're trying to clear it away. And Poland is able to do it before Franklin gets too many players deep in their territory to get a good look at a shot. Ball comes back to Emily George.
Yeah, there weren't a whole lot of offensive players down there for Franklin, even though that was in front of the goal that they didn't want to go in. 12:04 showing on the clock. All the play in the center of the field.
Ball comes back to Osnott. And now it's Mahoney who has it. Mahoney battling with a Franklin player. Now it's out of play. That player was number 6, Elizabeth Niebank. And Niebank with a quick throw-in. And now it's Shellhammer who has it for Poland. And now we get a couple more subs for both teams in the ballgame. Throw-in for Heidenreich. Heidenreich taking her time here as the players taking their time getting off the field. Now it's Mahoney with it for Poland. Ball intercepted as Fairchild steps in to take over possession for Franklin, but it's Poland who responds right there, and Abby Peters has it right in the center of the field. Peters still with it, looking up, and that one's taken away by Jesse McNeely. Franklin with possession. Ball played over to Kristen Heidenreich. Ball back to McNeely. Now back to Heidenreich. Heidenreich still with it. And that one comes back to Elizabeth Niebank. Niebank gets it over. Ball's in the box. There's a shot on goal by Jordan Beers, but that one is saved by the keeper, Courtney Green. Courtney Green boots this one away. 10 minutes to go in the game. 4-1 Poland leads. Paige Sullivan has it. There's a turnover. Mara Stalter has checked in for the Purple Devils. She had the ball, only to be taken away by Poland. And Poland looking to create along the far sidelines. They cross midfield. Now the ball is played back to Alyssa Lepper. Lepper with it. Gets around Stalter. Lepper still with possession and just plays it back. Clock management becoming a factor now for Poland. Already up by 3 goals, less than 10 minutes to go. No need for a fifth. Ball over to Lepper. Lepper gets it over to Sullivan. Now Peters. Lots of quick touches right now for this Poland offensively. Sullivan still with it. Back to Peters. Ball played into the box, and that one comes back to Lepper. Lepper just outside of the box gets it over to Peters. Poland with a lot of possession deep in Franklin territory. Ball still on the box, and now it's Mahoney. Hannah Mahoney with a decent chance, but Franklin is able to clear it towards the corner and out of play.
Yeah, this is one of those situations where all of the action, the control, has all been on the part of Poland, both offensively and defensively. They've been pretty much controlling things here for the last, we'll say almost the whole half of this game. Early in the ball game, that was not the case. This has been very much Poland's game in the second half.
8:40 to go in regulation. Throw in for the Tornadoes. That was number 8, Hannah Mahoney, throwing it in. Ball still loose to both teams battling for it right in the near corner. And it comes away to Elizabeth Niebank. Niebank looking up, but nobody's there for Franklin. And it comes back to Osnott. Osnott looks up, And now it's on the foot of number 20, Lexi Darrow. A lot of subs in the game right now. Both coaches clearing their benches late in this game. There's a shot, and that one is up and over the crossbar. That was Alyssa Lepper. Right-footed shot, just a bit too high.
Quite a bit too high. Going in Fraser Builders. They're your custom building and remodeling experts in Franklin, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work all across the Tri-County area. It's Cohen and Fraser Builders. Give them a call. 829-5426.
Goal kick for Haley Downen. And she has a great kick, and that one gets away. Cross midfield. Ball comes back to the Poland defense. They're just looking to keep it away. And it's Paige Sullivan who has it. Sullivan plays it to the center of the field over to Irwin. Irwin to Peters. Ball back to Irwin now. And Franklin, at the same time, trying to create some sort of pressure, get the ball downfield, trying to chase it down is Lindsay Hayek. Lots of contact, no whistle, though, is Paige Sullivan with possession. Under 7 minutes to play. Sullivan getting closer to the box. Now the ball is in the box, and Haley Downen will come out of the net and get to the ball before it rolls across the goal line, and both teams will clear downfield. Downen with another booming kick. Look, closest teammate to that one was Sierra Jones, and that will be a throw-in for the Tornadoes. Looking to get it to Abby Peters. Ball in the center of the field. Ball still loose at midfield. Both teams battling for it. Comes down to number 20, Carrie Schmidt. Schmidt with it. Hannah Mahoney's all over her. Now it's Sierra Jones. Sierra Jones with Dakota Allen guarding her. Dakota Allen also checking in for Poland a few minutes ago. And the Tornadoes get another throw-in. Sullivan has it. Sullivan crosses midfield. Looking up for 11, Sage Hampston. Abby Peters got the ball, though, first, and that shot goes wide. Sage Hampston was down there with Abby Baker, but it was Baker who got the pass from Sullivan,
yeah.
And Baker's shot attempt went wide.
Yeah, that pass, or that shot was wide off to the left, so that it had to go actually a whole lot farther to the right in order to catch the goal. So now it's going to be Downen who will place the ball down, get ready to kick it away. 5:20 is what we're showing. She gets a booming kick back toward midfield, but coming up very quickly is Lexi Darrow. Darrow manages to get the ball down. She feeds it back to some other attackers for Poland. We have in there Hampston now, who is going to be kicking the ball away, but it'll go out to the far side. Not quite out of bounds. Still on the attack. It's going to be Lexi Darrow again. And finally, the ball will be cleared away way down in the corner. Number 14, Katie Allen, playing very much the defensive back, finally has the ball go out of bounds. The clock down to 4:39. You know, it is one of those things, Billy, where it's just cool enough. As I look out, I don't know if it's a reflection off of the turf or if that is just an ever-so-thin layer of snow down there. Ball kicked in from the corner. It's going to be kicked right back out again. Going down will be Sage Hampston kicking it in for Poland from the corner. She comes in, instead of the booming kick, goes to a short kick to one of her teammates. They'll bring it in. Look out. It is going to be Shelby Assant who finally gets the kick away, but it'll be wide of the goal left and out of bounds. So it will be the Franklin Purple Devils again kicking it away on the kick to inbound the ball. All of the play pretty much for the last few minutes, pretty much all in the Franklin end of the field, wherever they want it to be. They have been on one half of the field. If anybody is feeling unloved at the moment, it is Courtney Green, the goaltender for Poland, because she's all by herself at that end of the field. Now the play in the center of the field is they will come out to Sierra Jones. Sierra Jones getting her opportunity to get her foot on the ball. 3 minutes, 2 seconds remaining. Now the attack still is on White. Coming in, it'll be 27, Elizabeth Oskowski. Oskowski kicks it away, moves it back in there to number 14, Shelby Assant. Assant back up across midfield. The ball is finally going to be gathered in down there by Sage Hampston again. She will get a shot away intended down for one of her teammates down in the corner, but finally going down, it's going to be Katie Allen who will kick it away as they're going to get it off on the far sideline. The ball goes out of bounds in front of the Franklin stand.
Yeah, that was Haley Zarek, who was the closest Poland player to that shot opportunity, as the Tornadoes still looking pretty good with their reserves out there on the field with a 3-goal lead, 2 minutes to go. Hannah Mahoney chases this ball down in the corner, and she lets it roll out of bounds for the throw-in. Mahoney looking to get it in to Cheyenne Irwin. Irwin with it, looking back to get it to Mahoney, but that does not go too well as Franklin is able to clear it back to midfield. Katie Osnott has it, or Shelby Osnott rather, and now it's over to Lexi Darrow. Darrow finds Abby Barker. And Baker still with the ball along the far sidelines. Now it's Paige Sullivan. Sullivan has it, gets around one defender, looking up, trying to get it to Harley Zarek, and Franklin is able to clear it with 1:08 to go.
Yeah, that was one of those situations where you were just clearing it to get it the heck out of there. You didn't want to have it too near that goal again. Haley Downing has had just far too much work to do. Now we go to the fast clock, and you hear the Poland fans really beginning to cheer. 50 seconds. The ball way down in the corner near side. It is being guarded down there by number 6, that is Kneebank, and finally the ball will go out of bounds, be thrown in by Franklin. They will come in, but it's going to be kicked away by Elizabeth Oskowski, and with that, it's pretty much all over as the teams have the ball go out of bounds at midfield. We're down to 15 seconds. On the attack is Cheyenne Irwin. 9 seconds. The ball is going to be cleared away as it bounded down toward the goal. Haley Downing comes out, puts a big foot on it, and as the ball goes down to the far end of the field, time runs out, and Poland is very happy to take credit for everything that they can get. So it will be Section 3 moving on as both Sequoia Valley and now Poland have gone on to represent the Central Region in this next weekend's semifinals and final round. I guess we could say it both over at Cortland. I don't even know now where one of these is going. If I flip back, I can look at it. It's interesting because there are three schools, Homer High School, TC3, and Cortland, or SUNY Cortland, are all playing host to this tournament in the Cortland area. So this is going to be at Homer High School at 2:30 next Saturday afternoon. The Class C contest, I did put that piece of paper away, and I don't know where it is at the moment, but that's going to be held at a different school over there. They're not being held at the same location. So while they're doing the official duties here, we will tell you that the Purple Devils managed to score first in the opening moments of this ball game within the first 4 minutes of play. Franklin was leading 1-0, but then Paige Sullivan came back, and Michaela Blumenstock scored 3 goals after that. 4-1 is our final, and it was one of those contests that it started out looking good, and then it got frustrating after that.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they had the 1 goal early on, and that certainly boosts your confidence when you score a goal that early in the game, but Michaela Blumenstock was just too much to handle for Franklin today, and, you know, it's a tough way to end the year, but, I mean, I think they have to be pleased with their season for getting to this point in the year, and especially winning that battle with Morris last week. That's probably going to be a game talked about for a while, so that's a great feat for Franklin, and especially for the keeper, Haley, down and on her way to Binghamton, probably onto a great college career as well.
Well, one of the things that we will say is that the only people that are here are warm because of enthusiasm. They're not warm because of temperature. The players on the field may have gotten lots of exercise, and the officials did, but quite frankly, a number of other people here found it quite chilly. And that's exactly what we had. Well, Billy Blake, I am assuming that this is probably going to be the end of the road. We thought it was a couple of weeks ago, and then all of a sudden they said, soccer, maybe we'll do that. So it has been a pleasure working with you. Hope you have a good time on television side this next week. And then, what did I hear? A rumor that said you're going to go watch the Knicks on the next weekend?
Yeah, yeah. That's right. Can't wait for that game. Little pre-Thanksgiving treat.
Life is tough. Soccer. A soccer Saturday involving first the Unitigo Spartans and then the Franklin Purple Devils. This doubleheader has been brought to you by the fine folks at Butler Auto Sales. Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, with over 120 vehicles on their lot at all times. Also by the people at Shandello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, offering outstanding loan rates. By the law office of Dolores G. Fogarty on Main Street in Unadilla, serving the legal needs of the Tri-Town communities. By Cohen and Frazier, builders of Franklin, for custom building and remodeling, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work. By SFCU. Finally, set it right. The Sydney Federal Credit Union with 8 convenient locations to serve you. Dawn's Deli. Check out Dawn's delicious lunch specials. You'll find them at Dawn's Deli on Main Street in Franklin. Another one of our participating sponsors, the Catalog Outlet Store, with locations in Unadilla, Oneonta, North Norwich, and Margaretville, your store with 1,000 items. The game also brought to you by the National Bank of Delaware County, featuring exceptionally low rates on autos and mortgages. Ask about NBDC's popular Kassassa checking accounts. By Bergen Auto Service in Franklin, offering expert car and truck repair service for 36 years, specializing in transmission work. This game also sent your way by Chris Brown and the staff at Brown's Pharmacy on Main Street in Unadilla. At Brown's Pharmacy, you're not just an insurance card. And also by the folks at NBT Bank, serving the Tri-County area and beyond for over 150 years, putting the customer first every single day. How well do you remember everything?
Oh, that was pretty good.
You know, our log off got swept away with a breeze, and it's down at the bottom of the, I don't know where it is, down the bottom of something down here. In any event, I'm Harry Graves.
And I'm Billy Blake.
And it has been our pleasure to bring you first football and then soccer. Thank you very much, everybody, for lending us your ears from Fulton High School. Good afternoon, everybody.